Blackstone Audio presents The Bells, a novel by Richard Harville. To Dominique. A note to the reader. I grew up as the son of a man who could not possibly have been my father. Though there was never any doubt that my seed had come from another man, Moses Froben, lo Svizzero, called me son, and I called him father. On the rare occasions when someone dared to ask for clarification, he simply laughed as though the questioner were being obtuse. "Of course he's not my son," he would say. "Don't be ridiculous." But whenever I myself gained the courage to ask him further of our past, he just looked at me sadly. "Please, Nikolai," he would say after a moment, as though we had made a pact I had forgotten. With time, I came to understand I would never know the secrets of my birth, for my father was the only one who knew these secrets, and he would take them to his grave. This aside, no child could have wished for more. I accompanied him from Venice to Naples and, finally, here to London. Indeed, I rarely left his side until I entered Oxford. Even after that, as I began my own unrelated career, at no time were we ever more than 2 months absent from each other's company. I heard him sing in Europe's greatest opera houses. I sat beside him in his carriage as mobs of admirers ran alongside and begged him to grace them with a smile. Through all of this, I never knew anything of the poor Moses Froben, but only of the renowned